I am sure you have heard of Mahatma Gandhi, an inspiring figure by any reckoning. Born on the 2nd of October 1869 in Gujarat in western India, he was to become his country's liberator. Seeing the plight of his countrymen and women, he touched the national spirit of his country in a unique way and gathered most of its people behind him to gain freedom from British rule, which was finally achieved in 1947. He was assassinated on the 30th of January, 1948. A key event on the way to gaining freedom for India was the so-called Salt March in 1930. One of the unjust laws under which the Indian people laboured was brought about by Britain's Salt Act of 1882, which prohibited Indians from collecting or selling salt, a staple in their diet. Instead, citizens were forced to buy the vital mineral from their British rulers, who, in addition to exercising a monopoly over the manufacture and sale of salt, also charged a heavy salt tax. Gandhi sought to challenge this non-violently, and so what became known as the Salt March took place from March to April in 1930. It was an act of civil disobedience, protesting not only against the Salt Act, but against British rule in general in India. During the march, thousands of Indians followed Gandhi on his long march to the sea, covering 240 miles. Nearly 60,000 people, including Gandhi himself, were arrested. With the vast majority of Indians opposing British rule, India finally was granted its independence in 1947. It was a long struggle, but India was free. It's no harm for us to explore for a little while what freedom is. In all of us, there is an inherent desire for freedom. We desire to be masters of our own acts and responsible for them, able to direct our own lives. But we can go too far. We can think that freedom is to do whatever I like. There is a thrill in this for a while, but does it work? Like the prodigal son in the parable, someday we come to our senses, or we become cynical and dry. Am I truly free if I do whatever I like? Living a life without limits, without responsibilities, without ties, without objective truth, but creating my own truth according to the changing circumstances. This form of freedom, if you could call it that, sooner or later reveals its emptiness. Inside, I know deep down, if I am listening to my conscience, that there is something not quite right. And what of God? Pope Francis says to us, some people think they are free if they can avoid God. They fail to see that they remain existentially orphaned, helpless, homeless. They cease being pilgrims and become drifters. Is that not true? If I know myself, if I have lived like that, even for a while, desiring to do my own will without reference to anyone else, then I find that my life becomes a monotonous search for an illusion. What satisfied me last week does not do so this week, and I seek to increase the pleasure or distraction, but fail to be satisfied. At the base of all this search, there is a desire to be like God. The book of Genesis is right after all. Our essential identity is that we are sons and daughters of God. It is not by emancipating ourselves from the Father's house that we become free, but rather by returning to the Father's house. How liberating it is then to know that God loves us. How liberating is God's pardon that allows us to return to ourselves and find where we belong. And when we forgive others, we also experience this freedom, this liberation. Our sense of divine filiation leads then to a greater interior freedom, to a deep joy, and to the serene optimism of hope. As Don Fernando Ocariz says, who is the current head of Opus Dei, our divine filiation helps us to see that it is possible to do good, to conquer sin, and to truly love. Anyone who lets God's love take hold in their heart personally experiences how true it is that freedom and self-surrender are not contradictory. And Jesus himself tells us what freedom is when he says, I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. Lord Jesus, show us what true freedom is. Mahatma Gandhi began the Salt March in 1930, 91 years ago on this day.